Thank you very much. It's a real great pleasure to be here. I'm Nancy Burton, 2600 Mount Mooselock Highway, East Haverhill, New Hampshire, 03780. But today I drove up from Connecticut, where unfortunately I spend most of my time. And the word travels all the way down there. And I'm here today to say that, speaking for everyone I know in Connecticut, and myself and my family, we don't want this. We don't need it. And if you have $1.1 billion to invest, we'd like to see you come to Connecticut and put up some solar power and wind power and turbine power in the oceans. It was almost 200 years ago that a Scotsman by the name of Alexander Wilson, who's now remembered as the father of American ornithology, came up to these parts to explore and look for birds. He found himself in Haverhill, New Hampshire, and took the time to head over to Black Mountain, spent the day climbing Black Mountain, wrote about it, and what he said was, in all of his travels in Scotland and everywhere in the eastern part of the United States up to that point, the view for him was the most beautiful that he had ever seen in his entire life. Many, many times I've been at the top of Black Mountain, and as I look down, I'm always struck by the hideous scar of the existing power line that is so ugly. And it happens that my great-great-grandparents once farmed for sheep in the very area that I can see the power line cutting across that area. And when my little granddaughter comes up here to visit, I will be nervous about taking her to visit the site of her great-great-great-great-grandparents' home where they lived so happily. I know that if that application were before us today, it would not be allowed. It is just simply wrong. The impetus today is to not have mega power lines, but to go for local power. Put up your own windmill in your own backyard. Power lines such as this high power line are very susceptible to damage. And we don't even need terrorism, but obviously they are big targets for terrorism, because if you intercept the electricity grid, you can bring the public down. And windmills in your backyard don't melt down. Since this is an environmental scoping session, I would like to make sure that you come forward with proof that over generations, the electromagnetism from this facility, this power line, will not harm human health. I'd like to see a complete analysis of the alternative of burying this power line. And I would like to also see a full analysis of the impact on the fisheries that have been so close to extinction, if they are not on the verge of extinction, as a result of these dams that have interfered with the flow of water and the course of nature. Thank you.